Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And now, live from the Skyline Studios, here's Dave Plyer.
And welcome in, everybody. Very happy you could join us tonight. Sunday's the Oscars, where many stars, writers, directors, and other creatives will gather in the hopes of making history. For Best Picture, Joker leads the pack with 11 nominations, followed by The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in 1917, each receiving 10. The Best Picture nominees are Ford vs. Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Oh, and don't forget Parasite. I've seen about half these so far. So I've got some catching up to do, maybe some binging for the rest of this weekend to see if I can catch up before the big night. Now, we'll be talking Oscar history with Ben Mankiewicz. He's the host on Turner Classic Movies. We'll also get his picks for Best Picture. There's also a fascinating new book out about film's first family. They were the Costellos. And that's not Lou Costello, different family. They were somewhat intersected with the Barrymore family as well in the early days of film. It's a really, really, really fascinating book, and we'll talk to the author and historian Terry Schulman a little bit later in the show. Now, after the break, actress Edie Falco will join us. I really just love this woman and all her roles. She was Carmela Soprano, of course, in The Sopranos, Nurse Jackie, and is now in a new series called Tommy on CBS. Also, it's the anniversary this weekend of the Beatles' first appearance in America on The Ed Sullivan Show. And we'll talk to the owner of the Ed Sullivan Library, my pal Andrew Solt. Now, there's a Beatles bash all weekend long at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of music, a lot of stories. And for more on that, you can visit museum.tv. All right, we are a week away from Valentine's Day, and what better time to give the perfect gift of Anderson's Chocolate. And joining us to tell about their amazing heart-shaped gift boxes filled with their amazing chocolates, chocolate-covered strawberries, is Katie Anderson. Katie, welcome in.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. First, and more importantly, you're still in your 100th year of business and this big celebration. How cool is that?
We are, and we are extremely, extremely proud. One of the fun things that I learned this week is one of our employees, her name is Linda. She is my dad's age, grew up with my dad, who's our third generation owner. Her brothers and sisters have all ganged up on her too, because now she's an employee, but she grew up being an eater of our candy.
Oh, that's cool.
To get her, all of her brothers and sisters want her to bring them the little 2-ounce paper heart boxes filled with chocolates like they all used to get as kids.
Ah, okay.
And have them together on Valentine's Day with the family. So
isn't tradition so important?
It's so cool. And Linda is my dad's age.
Yeah.
I don't know if she wants me to share that.
Young woman.
She's a young, beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's really cool. Linda has grandchildren of her own now.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's cool to know that we have sweetly affected multiple generations of that family.
Yeah.
So it's one of the kicks we get out of being in business for 100 years.
Well, I mean that, and I mean when you walk in there, I mean it is a bit of a throwback. The candy counters are from, you know, I mean really 100 some years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And the little packages that you use for your candy bars, you know I'm a fan.
Yes.
You know I'm a fan. Well, everything is made, handmade from scratch. So, I mean, you think of I Love Lucy and the candy line and making the chocolate by hand. That's what this is. And you use all the best stuff, too. It's raw cane sugar. It's grade A, double A Wisconsin butter, pure Madagascar bourbon vanilla extract, and then whole cream as well. I mean, you don't mess around.
No. We are extremely particular about the ingredients we use, the quality of the ingredients we use. And as you said, I think people who visit the shop or learn about it are impressed to know there literally is no machine part of the process.
Right.
We make everything in small batches in a big old copper kettle that is 80 plus years old.
Yeah.
On a big gas stove. Everything's made in small batches, cut up and rolled into the shapes by people who work and do it by hand, hand dipped and packaged for our customers all over the country. So
fabulous.
The attention to quality and detail is what we think really kind of has kept us around and
it
made
has.
Us who we are.
It absolutely is. Yeah, my kids look forward to it every holiday too. And on our trips up to Wisconsin. I mean, we stop, you know, we stop all the time because it's just so damn good. You have goodies every day before we get into Valentine's Day here. The chocolate bars are a staple. How many different kinds do you have?
We have about 30 different variety of chocolate candy bars. Man. And so for those of you who are longtime fans, this is those red or blue kind of crinkly packages that everybody loves. Yep, milk or dark chocolate. Things like chocolate-covered nuts, like English walnuts, California almonds, big juicy Brazil nuts, cream centers like peanut butter cream, my dad's favorite, marzipan, buttercream.
Brown sugar
buttercream.
Yeah, that's my daughter's favorite.
I brought literally, one of those tonight.
Did you? Literally brown sugar in chocolate. I mean, you can't beat
that. It's a no-brainer.
And yep. I'm an almond guy. Like, I love the simplest, probably one of my son loves just the plain chocolates, and he'll sit there in front of the TV and just chomp on it. Like,
oh,
yeah.
It's we have plenty of customers who are purists, and they just want, there's 30 to choose from. They want the solid chocolate because that's their favorite.
And truffles. You're all about the truffles and seasonal truffles as well.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things about, as you said, being a century old is you have to retain what makes you you, but you have to stay current with trends to keep people interested. So one of the newer products last 15 years or so has been our truffles.
Yeah.
Right now we have our pink champagne truffles and our white chocolate raspberry.
That's what I had last week when I stopped in.
The white chocolate raspberry truffles are not only delicious, it's a white chocolate raspberry, fresh raspberry ganache inside, but they have a heart shape hand dipped on each piece.
Nice.
And the pink champagne truffles have candy fizz on top.
Ooh.
So little
I like that.
Little pretty pink
nice
kind of sparkles on top. So they're delicious and pretty to look at for Valentine's Day.
Nice. We're talking to Katie Anderson of Anderson's Candy Shop. Two locations in Barrington and Richmond, and at andersonscandyshop.com you can get your stuff for Valentine's Day. There you have toffee as
we
well.
Do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which
English
is fabulous.
Toffee, yeah, and not gonna lie, we use 7 pounds of butter in every batch of toffee, which is why it is delicious.
Yeah, phenomenal.
And if I may invite anybody who's listening out, this year we're doing something a little new for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
The Valentine's Day is on a Friday, the 14th, everybody.
Right.
Saturday and Sunday afterwards, we're hosting mini golf through downtown Richmond. So you can actually...
Awesome.
Play
awesome.
A hole of mini golf in our Richmond store. You can come see our candy counters, meet our staff, learn about our history, sample our chocolates while you play mini golf through downtown Richmond and all of our historic little shops.
That's cool.
And it's $3 to play 9 holes, and I think it's going to be a blast.
That's fun.
Yeah, Saturday or Sunday, both days are 10 to 3.
You can get some chocolate, go get a brat across the street with a beer.
Yep.
You're
yep.
all set. That's awesome. I love that. Now, for Valentine's Day, the one highlight, I know you get a lot of stuff and a lot of gift packages and stuff, but the chocolate-covered strawberries are really a summer thing, and you do bring those back.
Yes, we do. And we're choosy about our strawberries,
too.
You
are very much so.
So we don't want them to taste watery or sour. So we work hard with a local grocer to find really delicious, juicy berries, and then we dip them in our milk, dark, or white chocolate. So you're not getting that thin cone dip. It's that rich, thick Anderson's chocolate on each strawberry. You can get as few as one, as many as 2 dozen. And we have them in both stores starting the 13th through the 15th. First come, first serve. So we do encourage you to call and place an order ahead.
Usually when I bring those home, I get like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, because you're going to eat a couple of them.
Yes, it's hard to stop at one.
But you have a lot of hard candy gift boxes and the traditional stuff as well. Share that with their folks.
Yeah. So something that we have held on to for Valentine's Day, which has kind of gone out of trend, is heart-shaped boxes filled with chocolates for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I like to really tell people is we have heart-shaped boxes as small as 2 ounces, as big as 5 pounds. They are a quality heart box. It's not something that you're going to open and tear and throw away. It's something you can use as a keepsake, or you can bring it back to us and have it refilled. But the thing that I really want people to know is if you're going to pay $30 for a heart box, you should love every piece of chocolate in that box.
Yeah.
And what we can offer is custom packing. So if your husband or wife only loves brown sugar buttercreams and almonds, you can get a box with just those pieces in it. And it doesn't have to be that assortment where you're playing the guessing game.
game of, am I going to like the candy or not?
Yeah.
So all you have to do is call us at our 1-800 number, go online and place an order. Let us know in the comments what chocolate you love, and that's what we'll put in your box.
Yeah, you can't get that at Osco, and you can't get that at Target. So, you know, if you're going to spend money on your special someone, Anderson's Candy is the way to go. And again, Richmond, they have the original shop on Main Street, also on Main Street in Barrington as well. And then again, if you want to explore what they have and order online to get it in time for Valentine's Day, you can visit AndersonsCandyShop.com.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Happy Valentine's
Day.
You too. All right. Actress Edie Falco joins us next on 720 WGN.